John 14, the Gospel of John 14. This will be as an introduction to the teaching of today, which will be a continuation of yesterday, okay? But let's first start with what Yeshua said. Verse 15, John 14, 15. Verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. Please listen, he will abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you. Again, I will not leave you, orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me because I live. You will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Again, in that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and listen, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Okay. Verse 23, Yeshua answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we, the Father and Yeshua, will come to him and make our home with him. Okay, so what do you think? Why did I start with those words? As you remember, yesterday we spoke about the differences between the Greek mindset or the Greek culture, Greek world, and the Middle Eastern world, you know, in which the scriptures were given, okay? And we spoke about family, individualism, you know, relationship between husband and wife, and children, yeah? We spoke about linear thinking, about cyclical thinking, yeah? And we say that the church till today is far from her true identity. I did not say it like this, but they're saying it today. The church problem, and I'm generalizing, okay? The church is filled with wonderful people. Wonderful God's commandments keepers, you know. Some of them are ignorant, okay, about, you know, stuff that we know, yeah? For sure about the feasts of God, yeah, God's prophetic calendar, but the church is filled with good people in whom God dwells, okay? But one of the problems of the church, the biggest problem in my humble opinion, is that the church lost her identity. Who is the church? Now, let me tell you a secret. She promised not to spread it around. In messianic circles, they don't like me to say the following. So if you don't see me tomorrow here, you know why. But Corey loves me. I hope he trusts my heart. Yeah? Corey and Hillary that are loved much by us. Yeah. Jews like to moochie-poochie. Yeah? Where did we learn it from? But friends, if we are not here tomorrow, it means that Corey had enough. And he told Tarub to handle me. If I'm not here tomorrow, look at Corey, at his wife, and Tarub. Okay, because she is their helper and I better behave myself. I love you too. Mwah. My Arab sister, proud. I'm proud to call you my sister. I'm your sister. I'm your brother. Yeah. Beloved, the church lost her identity, who she is. Now, may I pick up on you, beautiful lady? Don't worry, I'm not so rude. Okay? Why do you look as you look? I mean, pink, with, and I see makeup. Why? No, don't worry, don't worry. No, don't worry. Again, another lady which... Oops. I should not say that. Because you are ladies. Right? You're behaving, all your life conduct is according to who you are. Yes or no? You don't go to the men's section in the restrooms, right? Hopefully not. Only when you are very stressed, I know. My beloved, how can we expect the church to behave in accordance to her true biblical identity when she long forgot who she is? Why did I say that messianics don't like me to say it? Because I claim that God is not into bigamy. God has no two wives. Otherwise, he would not ask me to be faithful to only one woman. As simple as that. God does not give commandments which he does not, quote unquote, fulfill. Are you with me? And all his commandments is so he, not us. He can be reflected through us. Okay, we keep the Sabbath so people know, oh, they believe in that God who created everything in 6 days and rested on the Sabbath. Are you with me? We do yoga, we pray 5 times to Mika. People know who we are. Oh, she must be Muslims, right? How come the church keeps other stuff which is not in the Bible? Because she has identity crisis without her knowing it. And Messianic Jews don't like me to say it, but the church is Israel. I told you, Tarub, please don't stone me yet. Let me clear up the mess. Not replacing Israel. But there is no such a thing, Gentile church and Jewish church. Forget about it, unless you can prove it in the Bible. Friends, you are no different than Gentiles among you. No different than the mixed multitudes who came out of Egypt with Israel. Now, when they were gathering around the mount or down below the Mount Sinai, I don't recall in Exodus 19 and 20, that Moses told them, okay, Gentiles, mixed multitudes, please, to the side. Israel, house of Judah, house of Israel. Abba, is it okay? Now they're okay separated to 3 segments? Rubbish. They are one. Rahab, the harlot, joined an existing body called Israel. And she became part of Israel. Ruth the Moabite. If you want to forget about the New Testament and all the rest of the scriptures and read only Ruth, 4th chapter, you will find all the gospel there. Take Naomi as the Jew. The Jews who are expelled, famine, punishment, God's judgment, they are going to the diaspora. And then when they come back, bitter, lost everything, yeah? Gentiles are supporting them and coming and say, your God is my God. Your people are my people. Wherever you die, I will die. Wherever you will be buried, I am buried. This is a picture of a Jew and Gentile in Israel. But not all who are Israel are real Israel. Paul tells me in Romans. Excuse me, Paul. Now, I'm talking to him, don't worry. Paul, are you out of your mind now? Now you are schizophrenic. What do you mean not all Israel are Israel? It is in the Bible. Because always in Israel, there were the real Israelites, spirit-led, spiritual Israel. They did not have wings. They were spiritual because they were spiritual, like you are spiritual. Because you care for God's spirit. You care for his word. Are you with me? And majority among the body called Israel did not follow God. Are you with me? Two kinds of Israelites. You Gentiles joined the Israel of God. Are you with me? The olive tree. There is no such a thing, separation, church and Israel. This is nonsense. It's not biblical. That's why the church lost her identity. If she would know that she came under God's covenant with Israel, she would act like Israel. And she would better provoke us, our brothers and sisters, the non-believing Jews, to jealousy. Are you with me? Our brethren, 10,000 miles away, and also, you know, here, in this place, are not stupid. You cannot come and say, as a Gentile, oh, I love you so much. I believe in your Messiah, which is true. It's their Messiah before he was your Messiah. But you know, our Messiah commanded us now to keep Sunday. Our Messiah now changed Passover into Easter. They are not stupid. They read their Torah. And guess what? Some of them read Matthew 5:17. Do not think I came to abolish. Are you with me? So the church is far from the expression of the faith in the first century because she forgot who she is. Oh, we will be, we the good Christians, we will be snapped away before troubles will come. And those Jews, the big nose, stubborn Jews, they will suffer because they killed Messiah. This is nothing but another manner of anti-Semitism. So, and with this Israel, Israel of God, God wants fellowship. Are you with me? Can you argue with me that those verses that we read now from John 14, remember what I emphasized again and again, I will dwell in you. As I am and the Father are one, we will be one with you. Are you with me? The one who loves me, me and the Father will come and, excuse me, so do you think they come into and dwell in two wives? It's one body. It's Israel to which Gentiles, modern time roots, and Rahab, and mixed multitudes are joined. Are you with me? It's not replacement. I don't teach replacement theology. Israel never was replaced. Israel doesn't need to replace itself. Israel always had majority who did not believe in God, but still ethnically, bloodline were Israelites. And those who joined them, and those who were ethnically, both ethnically, blood lineage, and spiritually following God. And to them, Gentiles are welcome. Jeremiah 31 never had to do with the Gentiles. Read it, check me, and then stone me. When I say it in church pulpits, look at me, what? When was the last time you read Jeremiah 31? The times is coming. I'm paraphrasing with my bad English, yeah? I, God, will cut. Why cut? Made cut in Hebrew. Because you cut animals, blood, yeah? You stamped any covenant with blood. I will cut a new covenant, Brit Chadasha, between me and the house of Judah and the house of Israel. Gentiles are not mentioned. Sorry, because salvation is for of the Jews. And you join in, and if you want to be under a new covenant, no shortcuts. You must go and to be under Israel covenant because it was given to Israel. Woo! Sobering news? It shouldn't be. Just read the New Testament without the 100,000 lenses of Christianity in the last 1800 years. Beloved, God wants to dwell in us, with us. Why? Why, Rabbi Corey? I mean, I'm not exactly a nice man to dwell with. You can ask my wife. You know, I have my shortcuts. I'm not perfect. I mean, God, perfect God, wants to dwell in me? Why? Because he's actually not dwelling in Rami anymore. He dwells in the new Rami. God will never dwell in old Rami. What am I talking about? You remember? The beginning and the end are the same. So let's start today's lesson, because till now it was the introduction. In Revelation, how many of you will raise their hands happily and say, Rami, you're right, Revelation deals with the end time. Come on, Revelation doesn't tell you about creation. Okay, simple. I will take it to the extreme with you today. And I will take it to the very end of Revelation. With a new heaven and new earth. And I will show you that the end is exactly the beginning. Are you ready for the journey? Let's go to Revelation 21. We will go back to Genesis 1 later on. You will see. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Okay. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, hallelujah, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Look at me. How many of you would like to be, by the way, the description of Jerusalem, the holy, the heavenly city, is the bride. Read it, you don't need me to teach it, yeah? It's there. Actually now, as a bride adorned, yeah? How many of you would like, seriously now, how many of you would like to reach this moment, this eternal moment, to be included, to be allowed in this holy city, heavenly city of Jerusalem? Come on. Of course, two hands. If I would have 15 hands, I would raise 15 hands. If I could raise my legs and the hands and stay in there, I would. I mean, you need to be, something is wrong with your spirituality if you don't want. I mean, this is the target. You remember the Jordan River? This is the, we are almost crossing the Jordan. Yeshua is coming. So, we established one common line, common ground. We all want to be there, right? But there is one problem. Let's read it. Let's read its description. Verse 9. The one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. By the way, today we will establish where this holy Jerusalem will descend to. I know that there is no heaven and earth. There is everything new, right? Everything new. I believe, by the way, it's not literally. I believe it's figurative language. It's a different order. Soon you will see. Because sinners are not welcome into the city, which means still there are human beings here, yeah? But beloved, it descends to somewhere. Where? I will not keep you in tension too much because I need your attention, you know. To Jerusalem. But why? Why the heavenly Jerusalem needs to meet present day Jerusalem? It will be clear when we deal with Genesis. Because the end and the beginning are the same. But are you ready to the not so nice news? The city has only 12 gates. 12? Strange number. Did God take a book of math with all the numbers with his son Yeshua before he sent him, yeah? And they played the hini, mini, miny? 11. No. I don't like 11. 10 and a half. No. Okay, let's stop arguing, God said to Yeshua, yeah? 12. Okay, agreed? 12, good. I'm ridiculous. Because nothing is a coincidence. Now, nothing is accidentally there, yeah? Every jot and tittle are important, right? There are 12 gates, that's all. Not 13. If you didn't arrive and enter through one of those only 12, bye-bye. And the 12 remind me of... This number 12 reminds me of other times where number 12 is mentioned in the Bible, right? So let's continue and see it because they are named. Verse 12. Also, she had a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gate and names written on them. Okay, are you ready? Which are the names of Martin Luther King, John Wesley, Calvary Chapel. Wait, somebody has glasses just to... Oh, yeah, Pentecostal, yes. Southern Baptist, yeah. It's the fifth one. Lovely people. The gates are named after the 12 tribes of Israel. Now tell me that the church has nothing to do with Israel. Are you with me? We are talking about identity. What is your heritage? The 12 tribes. When Paul speaks in 1 Corinthians 10 to the Corinthians, yeah, and he wants to encourage them to hold on till, you know, till the end, okay? Because the one who holds on till the end will shall be saved, right? Not till seven years before the end. Yeah? Till the end is till the end. And guess what he tells them? I don't want you to be ignorant. Check me later on. It's 1 Corinthians 10. That all our fathers, Corey, it doesn't say me as a Jew, my fathers, yeah? You need to listen to me. All our fathers were, you know, were baptized into Moses and, you know, the sea and ate the same spiritual food, drank from the same spiritual rock. Do you remember? Because as a Gentile, when you come to the new covenant, you are immediately becoming adopted by Israel, part of Israel, like Ruth, and immediately you share the same heritage. The inheritance will come. Your heritage is Israel, beloved. If you ever felt love and even grieving for the Jewish people, you know, this yearning, I love Israel, but I don't know why. Now you know why. Whether you like it or not, when you go to heaven, the greatest Jewish ever lived on planet Earth will welcome you. His name is Yeshua. Not Jesus, Yeshua. The greatest apostle ever, Shaul from Tarsus, will come and greet you. He's a Jew. What can I do? I did not decide on it. And tens and tens and tens of thousands, Acts chapter 21, will welcome you to the congregation of the firstborn. When Moses is in the burning bush, God says to him, go to Pharaoh, let my people, my firstborn, out. Are you with me? It's Israel. It's all about Israel. It's not bragging. I have a better nose. I look better. I'm white. No! I'm the least of the least, the Bible tells me. I'm sinner. I'm stiff-necked. And God had mercy on me. God's glory is to take a garbage like Rami Danieli and make him beautiful. Tool. Are you with me? And you are no different. It's not your wisdom. It's not many of you are PhD, you know. Let's continue. So, now the wall, verse 14, of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were what? Names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. You remember? They asked him when he was still in his incarnate body, not glorified, before he was crucified. You know, he told them, you know, the price that you need to carry your cross daily and go after him, yeah? And then they said, here, we'll have this and this and this. What shall we get, yeah? Remember? He told them in one of the Gospels, you will sit on 12 seats to judge the people of Israel. Okay? It's all about Israel, beloved, and I did not decide on it. God has only one wife. He never changed his mind. It's the olive tree where Israel was cut off for Gentiles to come in. Are you with me? They can easily be grafted back in to their own tree. Let's continue. So we see, let's give some more description of this beautiful city. Yeah, look at verse 22. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The lamp is its light, and the nations of those who are saved bring their glory and honor into it. Okay? Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory, etc., etc., etc. And you know what? Before the etc., etc., verse 1 of the next chapter is very important. And he showed me a pure river of water, of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits each month. Are you with me? Does this description sound familiar? Come on, you Bible scholars. I am not. You know the Bible better than me. Come on. When you read Revelation 21 and 22, was it the first time that you heard about that the city of Jerusalem doesn't need the light because the light, God is her light? Yeah? Was it the first time you heard about a river which by it there are trees which yield their fruits every month of the year, 12, yeah? No, of course not. Because you read once upon a time Ezekiel 57. You read once upon a time Zechariah 14. Are you with me? The river, yeah? Which revives the water of the Dead Sea, by the way. Fishermen will be still at the Dead Sea. Beautiful promises. You heard, of course, about the lamb and the wolf dwelling together, right? The lion eats grass. Are you with me? Why are all those descriptions or promises, great promises, laid down in the Bible for us who are yearning to be with God? Why, beloved? Because that's exactly what was in the beginning. You are yearning for the end and not knowing that actually you are yearning to go back to the beginning. Because God always wanted intimacy with us. God always wanted heaven and earth in full harmony. Jerusalem, the heavenly, comes down to Jerusalem, the natural. But why Jerusalem? Why not Mammoth Lakes, California? Why not Orange County? Why Jerusalem? Because the beginning and the end are the same. And it all started in Jerusalem and not in Babylon. Why do I say it like this? Because when you like studying your Bible, you go to the near Christian bookstore and you buy study Bible, right? With all the nice pictures and the nice maps at the end, right? No? Some do. I love you. Some do. I hope some do still, yeah? I forgot today, everything is on the iPad, whatever, yeah? Friends, but you like to see, you know, like Abraham's journeys, yeah? Like the conquest of Canaan by Joshua, okay, where he went, with all the arrows or battles, right? You like your study Bibles, I hope you do. One problem. When you go to this Bible study, at the maps, and you look for the Garden of Eden, every one of them shows and points to the area of Babylon. Why is that? Because of two rivers which cross this area in between the rivers, Mesopotamia. This is the meaning of in between the rivers, yeah? In Latin. Beloved, or the Fertile Crescent, Tigris and Euphrates. But those scholars who decided that because of this they should put the Garden of Eden there, because the rivers, you know, Mesopotamia attracted, you know, civilization, you know, water and all this, okay? Blah, blah. Not blah, blah, good blah, blah. But they put it there, why? Because of the Tigris and Euphrates. But excuse me, minute detail they forgot. That the two rivers did not have almost anything to do with the garden, because the garden was not watered by the four rivers. The garden was written, according to my Bible, and I read it in Hebrew, by one river. And out of the garden, my Bible tells me, Genesis 2, they split into four heads. Are you ready? They also forgot another minute, little detail, that they forgot the other two rivers that we need to look for. There is Tigris and Euphrates, right? Good, hallelujah. But where is the Pishon and the Gihon? Most scholars, 99.90%, believe that it's in the area of the Nile, Africa. And not only this, they are the feeders, the main feeders of the Nile of today. So we have Gihon and Pishon, and we have Tigris and Euphrates, and what is in the middle? Jerusalem. When Adam and Eve were cast out of the garden, they were cast, and soon we will go, if you still have strength. They were cast towards the east. Do you remember? The Bible tells it, says it clearly. To the east, and then the sword, the flaming sword, and the cherubim were to keep the only entrance, right? From the tree of life, etc. Beloved, if you take a map of the ancient world, or Middle East, yeah, and you draw a line eastward of Jerusalem, it brings you to Babylon. Trust me. What is the antithesis? What is the contrast city in relation to Jerusalem? Jerusalem is described all the time as the city of the great king. What is the antithesis of it? The harlot, Babylon. How in the world can you think that in the harlot, the Garden of Eden was? And if God is a God of cycles, right? And the Garden of Eden would be where Abraham was, he would not call Abraham to leave the Garden of Eden and come to Jerusalem. Are you with me? He would not call all of us sons and daughters of Abraham to follow Abraham's example. Beloved, Babylon against Jerusalem. Babylonian system, Jerusalem, the city of the great king. You want some more? What about the tabernacle? Moses is instructed to build a tabernacle in the wilderness, right? It has only one orientation. West, east. Where is God? In the west. Where is the sinner? East. After Adam, shortly after Adam and Eve were cast toward the east, they have a descendant called Nimrod, who builds Babylon. Nimrod's name means let us rebel. Mered, rebellion. Are you with me? Friends, the eyes of the world today are focused on